Psalm 91, Preface. In afflictions and misfortunes, the ungodly soon become impatient and are quick to murmur against God. And though they do not blaspheme him with the tongue, yet in the heart they are at variance with God, ready to accuse him of injustice and cruelty. But the godly are not soon offended at the cross. As gold is purified in the fire, so is the faith of the Christian purified in the oven of affliction. The more and longer a man exercises his shoulder in bearing burdens, the stronger his muscles. Even so with the Christian's faith. The longer under the cross, the stronger. Hence, sickness and sorrow, disappointments and afflictions must serve to strengthen the Christian's faith and to increase his hope. The greater cross, the nearer heaven. The rod of affliction makes obedient children, and sorrow makes comfort sweet. It is a good thing for a man to bear the yoke in his youth, because it early teaches him to know that the cross is for his good, preventing him from running to an excess of riot and to be condemned with the world. To this usefulness of the cross, St. Paul bears witness, saying, "We know that all things work together for good to them that love God." Romans 8:28. The same we are taught in the 91st Psalm. Comfort in distress and danger. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Summary. This psalm is full of consolation for the afflicted children of God, strongly urging us to a cheerful trust in the protection of the Almighty. Though a multitude of the strong be gathered against us, covered by the wings of the Lord of hosts, we are safe. Though the very atmosphere be poisoned with noisome pestilence, yet we cannot be infected without the will of our Father in heaven. Though Satan and his angels surround us, watching an opportunity to harm us, yet the angels of the Lord will protect us if we do but walk in right and good ways. If men hate us and the world account us as the filth of the earth and the offscouring of all things, we have here the promise that God will be with us in trouble and will show us His salvation. So are protected those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High, dwelling in Christ by faith. In Christ is the good pleasure of the Father. In Him is the secret of the Lord, unknown to the world, but known to the believer. In Jesus is rest for the soul. Prayer. Lord Jesus, who art the author and finisher of faith, grant us the true and saving faith, and preserve us in it against all temptations to doubt and unbelief. Blot out our iniquities by thy blood, cover our sins with thy righteousness, and let thy angels be as a fenced wall around us against all our enemies, and evermore teach us to know the secret of thy Father's will. Amen.